Also, the Guardians won yesterday. I hope you all noticed that.
That's coming up about last night,
even though it was yesterday afternoon. Don't score all those runs in one day now.
I know. I did
blah,
see
blah, blah,
that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, we just have been struggling so mightily, and finally the
struggling
breakthrough.
Struggling to get the words out this morning.
Then finally, it comes through in massive fashion. An outpouring. That's a run differential game. You needed one of those.
She did. You got to help out the run differential. You watched finals yesterday. I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
I think if the Cavs were healthy, they could beat both these teams. 216-474-0092. Can I blame injuries for the Cavs?
Well, that makes...
I'm serious. Your premise, I'm serious.
With your premise, that makes one of us. I do not think...
With my premise... You don't think they could have beat either of these teams if they were healthy?
No. I do not.
Really?
I do not.
I totally disagree.
Because I think what that discounts is the mental part of this, which I think even the coaching staff at the end of the year and even Kobe Altman said they don't have it. Now, he thinks they can get it. He thinks they can develop that
stuff. I'm not discounting the head. I'm saying they can beat these teams if they're healthy. There's definitely... Did I say they would have beat these teams if they were healthy?
That's what I thought you were saying.
That's what you said.
Damn it.
You're going to backtrack now all the way?
I'll backtrack.
He doesn't have to.
I'll backtrack a little bit. Can we blame this year's playoff failure on injury? 216-474-0092. I think they could beat these teams if they're healthy. They can. I think they could beat them in a series if they were healthy.
Well, I mean, I thought we would beat them.
Okay, so what changed?
I thought we would beat the Pacers. I did not think we'd beat the Thunder.
Okay, so you don't have any faith because they're soft, you're saying?
No, it's not just that. I mean, it's athleticism, it's length. I think they don't have those things. Maybe you could sell me on, you know, the Cavs... That internal development that everybody has to bank on now, because there's just not a lot of flexibility unless they start trading guys and moving guys around and, you know, staying below that second apron. But there's just something about, let's take the Pacers, for instance, who, by the way, I still think the Thunder are going to win the series, but now at least I'm thrilled we're going to get an actual series. I didn't know if that was going to be the case before yesterday. The Pacers just have this thing. And I've seen this rarely in the NBA. Normally it is, hey, the team with the most talent, the team with the best player, and the team that's been more dominant throughout the whole year, they just win these games. But the Pacers do something to get inside your head that don't allow you to look like the team you've been all year. I've seen it every series. It's not just the game-winning shots. Okay, that's amazing. You're never going to see that again in the history of basketball. You're never going to see a guy hit four game winners.
No.
In one playoff run.
No.
And there's still more games left. He might hit a fifth. You're never going to see that again. So we could chalk that up to luck, whatever, even though he's done it every series in Halliburton. But there is something where mentally those guys don't waver. And I know the Cavs didn't exactly have the cavalanches that we thought they did, as chronicled by they had the cavalanche set up and never got around to it. Thank you, Jason Lloyd, for...
Jason Lloyd 901 today.
Really doing investigative journalism.
Joining us at 901.
On that, Dan Gilbert going above and beyond to fund the Cavalanches that we never experienced. But even the big punches that the Cavs would throw at home, where that place would be so loud, it'd be deafening, the Pacers just calmly respond, and then they get in your head. And I don't think the Cavs team right now, as of today, was ready for that. And then I'm coping here.
Because I said yesterday, I think that a lot of people just want to make trades because they want to punish the Cavs. Trades cannot be punitive. You can't do this. They are a flaw. But you know, I'm almost a man without a support system here when it comes to the Cavs. I said they're a talented but flawed team. I do 100% believe in my heart of hearts and watching basketball. And I know I don't know as many of the basketball coaches as you do. I do acquiesce to you on these things, all right? Damn it, I will. But I'm telling you, without a shadow of a doubt, in my eyes, everything, and I think a lot of people should agree with this, the Cavaliers are a more talented team than the Indiana Pacers.
Not Oklahoma. I wouldn't say Oklahoma City.
I can't say Oklahoma necessarily. That's why I'm saying we could beat these teams if we were healthy. Could. I shouldn't have said we would have. At the beginning of the segment, and I apologize about that. However, I think we could have. So now I'm blaming injury here. I'm blaming injury because I don't want to look at this where I'm seeing a talented team. I also said they were flawed. And then people get in and they go, what flaws do they have? I go, did you not see the flaws of what they have? Did you not see that? Because if you can't shoot threes that night, turn the faucet off. The game is over. Because you don't want to throw the ball to the block. And when you do throw the ball to the block, they just stop it themselves. Like when you have Evan Mobley, who's able to dominate, and they just decide we're not going to pass the ball to Evan Mobley anymore. And Jared Allen is Jared Allen in the postseason. I'm sorry, that's three straight years. But damn it, the talent is there. However, the trade names that you bring up, that most people bring up, are not trades that I want to make because I feel that this would be an overcorrection and would cost us in the long term. I'm very conservative when it comes to this. I don't want to upset the apple cart with some of these names out there, even though that some of the names that you compare them to are showing up and they're showing up great in the postseason. But you're not going to get those guys that are showing up great in the finals. You're going to get other light guys. And I can't guarantee that those guys are going to show up into the finals. So I look at it and I go, how can I make myself feel better? Well, Darius Garland did have toe surgery, and he's going to be out for 4 to 5 months. And that means he's probably going to miss the beginning of the season. Then I have Evan Mobley who battled through an ankle injury.
That's not a big deal.
That is not an it. But when you have him hobbled, it is a big deal. It's a serious injury. So he was that injured that he needed surgery that he's going to be hobbled for the next 4 to 5 months.
Let me amend that. It shouldn't be a big deal if everybody's being honest about what
the beginning of the year. I'm not talking about next year. I'm saying about this year.
Yeah, but about the injury. I'm just saying there are instances where the turf toe can be something that you're dealing with the rest of your career, but from what people are saying in their reporting about it, it shouldn't be a big deal.
And the other names, like I'm getting pushback on, well, Ken, you got to be willing to make any move. Okay, what is the move? Well, Giannis is not realistic. It's just not. They're going to do everything they can to hold on to that guy. He lives it. He breathes it. And from is this even true? Is he still wanting to stay in Milwaukee? It's gotten very kumbaya here over the last week with the Bucks because he probably realizes where they're at and everything, and maybe he doesn't want to end up in some of the cities they've rumored him to be at, right? Is Kevin Durant a possibility? Well, I don't know. Who does he play for right now? The Phoenix Suns. Who's their owner? Who does their owner hate the most in the NBA? Our owner. So I don't know if they're going to do anything to do us any favors there. You're probably stuck. And the only thing you have left to do, and we do this very well, guys. This is a good Cleveland thing. We do spite and cynicism and sarcasm as well as any fan base out there. So you guys have 82 games next year to be spiteful and mean-spirited and challenge them the way that Donovan Mitchell said basically you should. He spoke through the media. I think he's very upset by the feelings of this team, by the attitude of this team. I think he knows in his heart of hearts, damn it, this is a team that should be approaching the finals, if not in the finals. And there's something missing. And I don't know if there's any moves that they can really make because of this damn second apron. So if there's no moves that they can really make that doesn't just feel like it's punishment because Jared Allen's soft, then they got to find a way to get tougher. Because you are right, like TJ McConnell, if you watched him last night, he's a dog. He's a dog. Where's our dogs? I'm asking. I'm being serious.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, the question about, like, can you develop that over time? Are guys just always instantly like that when they come into the league? I think it could be a little bit of both, right? But you know, beyond that, we still have the issues about whether the two bigs work together, whether the two guards work together. None of those are questions during the regular season because they do. The regular season, when games are played differently, you're not scouted the same way. You're not settling in for what could be 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks of a series. It's just very different. Plus, the officiating's different, and that changes everything. It's, you know, Shane Gilgeous-Alexander last night, getting to the basket, not getting calls that he got all regular season. You know, how are you equipped to deal with that, you know, during the playoffs?
216-474-0092. Can I say that they could win this finals had they been not injured? Because when you put talent versus talent, I'll put talent of the Cavaliers up against just about anybody. But when I put them against Hart, I'm watching two teams that are just in a fist fight with each other. You name names. They're not very big household names, but they are all 100% respected by any audience that's watching these two teams play each other.